I'm wondering about the impact of trauma and shock and stressful situations that create for us to have a experience of unraveling and losing a sense of control and leaving us with a sense of deterioration, whatever deterioration it might be. But at the core, there's a sense of spiritual deterioration. And the impact is to make us feel failure that our journey of faith and our spiritual walk has been in vain. Because why is it that after so many years of building and constructing our spiritual identity, it seems to be so fragile and so weak? And although there may be psychological and probably more superficial explanations, I think at a root level is that we are building, or we are experiencing the building of formation in bidirectional ways. The one is we are experiencing it in our temporal time base towards our eternal and beyond time base. And that is, for most of us, the general experience that we have. But there is another direction, and that is from the eternal to the temporal. And so when one feels like things are unraveling, it is an opportunity to examine the direction from temporal to eternal and say, well, something's not working, because why is it that I'm feeling so unraveled? And all my roles and responsibilities that have been so carefully crafted, actually, they feel a bit like dust that can blow in the wind. After so much effort, it seems to lack substance. And yet, when we look at it from the direction of the eternal to the temporal, I'm wondering whether that sense of disintegration isn't very valuable. Because what I really have experienced myself and what I'm experiencing with others is that we have two real self-identities. The one is that we craft, and the other that is crafted by God. And the one that is crafted by God, I'm wondering whether it actually exists in the full knowledge of God outside of time. And the self that we craft is really in time. And so you've got this clash between the two, and of course it is the clash between heaven and earth itself. And it's the dissonance, it's the place of separation, it's actually the place of our deepest brokenness and suffering, because essentially we come from another place. And we are in this place only for a time, for a purpose. And that purpose is predetermined by God in our vocation and calling. And it is framed in this incredible language where God says to Jeremiah, "Before I formed you, I knew you, and I called you." So, yeah, you have this sense that we exist in the foreknowledge of God before we were formed in our mother's womb. So practically, what does that mean? Does that mean that we're some kind of cosmic soul that sits on a shelf and then gets placed at conception in a human seed that goes into a form? No, that's not the Christian worldview. It just means that we exist in the image of God, in the creative mind of God, and that as He forms us, that image is predetermined. It is God that predetermines our identity, and it is God who projects his image in us, in our unique personality. And I think that in eternity we have unique indicators. We're not a kind of amorphous mass of everybody is a duplicate copy. We have personality, we have characteristics, and we are so unique that there is no other being that can be, that is the same. And we have a unique name. And what's amazing for me is that we are loved in that uniqueness. But we're not just unique, we are one. That's why there's no covenant. There's no marriage in heaven, because covenant is a typology that prepares us. But in heaven, there's already a oneness where we belong. And the intimacy with the Trinity and the belonging in community is our fullness of intimacy and relational expression. And so what we have in us is this terrible loss as we travel in time, the loss of innocence, the loss of intimacy, the loss of perfection, the loss of identity, the loss of belonging and acceptance. And so we desperately trying in us, we have this DNA that tells us who we are. We desperately trying to connect. And as we buffer and go round and round and round, this buffering is at the root cause of our idolatry, that we use false gods to medicate our pain. And it is at the root of our anxiety, our sense of death, which is really not just death from time, but it's at the root of it is our sense of death of our true selves. And that is the heart of anxiety and fear. It's that we've lost something that we can't recover. And of course, into this human angst and existentialist crisis, Christ comes incarnate, the cosmic Christ incarnate in human form, Emmanuel. And he holds the tension between the eternal and the temporal, between the divine and human form, between our created eternal selves and our selves in time. Carnal man becomes infused with reconciliation through Christ to God and reconciliation to our true selves. And so we have the ability to reflect this incredible image of who we are in God, in Christ, and in the Holy Spirit. So crisis and trauma and unraveling, yes, it produces deep angst and pain and a sense of failure. But more than that, it produces an opportunity to reflect this directional reflection of who we are. And so the greatest gift that God gives us is to say, don't be afraid. I am with you. And in that, when we come to him with our pain and we ask him, do you want to heal me? And then Jesus replies, I want to heal you. So the healing that God wants to do is through lenses. It's not just one. It's a comprehensive, holistic, integrated healing. And he wants us to be reconciled essentially to who we are in God, who we were created to be. And he wants us to be reconciled to a sonship of Father Heart of God. And he wants us to be reconciled to the intimate fellowship with the Holy Spirit. And he wants us to be reconciled to the oneness of community or belonging to others. And in this great, great grace, we are removed from competition and comparison. And we are set free from judging. I do not judge you. I do not even judge myself. And so into this freedom of not judging, we get liberty. And so we're not in a position of judging our unraveling. We're not in a position of judging our incredible, fragile brokenness and vulnerability. And we're not judging our kind of constructed formation of crafting who we are in time to eternity. There's no ladder, there's no set of indicators to say, this is where I am. So that's why the incredible Sermon on the Mount is the typology of the culture and the values of heaven, because it is inverse to what we now know. And so in our greatest fragile pain and brokenness and grasping for breath itself, we have this encounter with the Baruch, the breath of God, that sustains us. And he enters into this space and he says, I love you. You belong. I accept you. I welcome you into the embrace of the fellowship of the Trinity and into the belonging.